life. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
This is hour number two of USAprepares.com. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Now, here we go. And today, this hour is focused on National Geographic's Doomsday Preppers, the television series. Brooklyn Bagwell was Doomsday Preppers casting director, and she was on the air with us in May of 2012, and we discussed the television series. And, you know, currently, Doomsday Preppers is now casting for its third season. It's a hit series, Doomsday Preppers. And Brooklyn Bagwell will be back with us at the Get Prepared Expo. And she's going to spend a couple days with us, April 6th and 7th, and here at the Cowan Civic Center in Missouri. And she's going to be looking for talent to be on the air as members of the Doomsday Prepper Show. And I saw Doomsday Preppers for the first time over a year ago when I was visiting a friend in Texas. And as you know, I don't have a television. But my friend did, and he said I needed to watch this program. And so I watched the program, and I was kind of fascinated with what I saw. And I called Washington, D.C. I called National Geographic, and I talked with them, and I invited Doomsday Preppers to come to the Get Prepared Expo. And they did. Brooklyn Bagwell came. She's the casting director for National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper. She came to the Get Prepared Expo, and she found some talent. Currently, there are about four of us who have been on Doomsday Preppers on television. I haven't been, but there are four of USA Preppers that have been on Doomsday Preppers. And two of them live in Springfield, Missouri. Two of them have been instructors at USA Preparers Get Prepared Expo since the beginning, since Expo number one, and they are involved with aquaponics. And if you saw the December 4th episode, Alan and Franco were there. Now, Alan, we're just using their first names because they prefer not to use their last names. Alan is a professional engineer. Franco is the CEO of a contracting company, and they are all, those guys are reasonable, they're intelligent, they're insightful, they're innovative, and I'd consider them perfectly normal, and I consider them my friends. And I'm going to ask Brooklyn what she thinks of Doomsday Preppers and how it highlights guys like Alan and Franco. So Brooklyn, welcome to USAprepares.com.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, Brooklyn. Well, you are in show business, and the show is really taking off. There's no question about it. Has your life changed?
It has changed drastically. I remember when I first started working on the show 2 years ago, I had no idea what a prepper meant. I didn't know what that term meant. Mm-hmm. And after I started working on the show and attending expos, I myself have became somewhat of a prepper from, you know, everything that I've kind of gathered from my experience on the show and attending the expos. I've gotten a lot of food and water, and it's very interesting, and I've learned so much. So, yes, my life has changed. I've definitely learned more about, you know, the importance of being prepared.
Mm-hmm. And you live in New York City. You live in an apartment, correct?
Yes, I do. Four-story walk-up.
Okay, so you don't have to worry about the power going off to get to your apartment because you're going to walk up there anyway.
Right, exactly. Okay. I walk up and down every day. No elevators.
Okay, so are you more prepared than you were a couple years ago?
I definitely am. After Hurricane Sandy, it was kind of an eye-opener. I realized, you know, how my life depends so much on light and water and, you know, power. So I lost my power for 2 weeks, and it was so devastating. So, you know, I got a Crank flashlight, and we stocked up on food, and it just made me think, you know, this could happen without any kind of, you know, no one on the news would tell me this, and it would just happen randomly, and it was very scary. So yeah, it was a big eye opener.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you came to the Get Prepared Expo, you met a lot of people, and you were looking for talent to be on the show. Did the people that you met at our expo in Missouri, did they all seem normal to you? Did you see any wackos or weirdos, or did everybody appear to be quite sane and rational?
Oh, everyone was so nice and completely normal. I mean, no one was crazy. These are your average suburban families, your neighbors next door. I mean, everyone was so kind and opening, and just like my friends, you know, you would never know that they're preppers. They're not weird at all. I mean, completely normal. So I didn't think anything of it.
Yeah, and that's kind of the way I feel. It really is. So when you look at Alan and Franco, and you met them at the Get Prepared Expo, and they were the aquaponics guys. Did they seem that they'd want to act up on the show, or did they seem genuine to you?
Oh, they were very genuine. I mean, when I first met them and I heard about what they had, their aquaponics system was amazing. I knew I had to get them on the show. When we came to film, they were very genuine, very nice. Nothing changed. This is just what they do every day, and that's what we wanted to capture on the show. Their aquaponics system was amazing. We haven't had one yet for season 2, so it was really exciting getting the chance to come back to Missouri and film an episode with them. They were great, so it was a great opportunity.
So Brooklyn, what is the process? So if someone wants to be on Doomsday Preppers, they can come to the expo, they can talk to you, they can meet you. Tell me how you evaluate, because I'm sure you have more candidates than you have time to air.
Yeah.
How does that work? What are you looking for?
Well, basically, I have made a casting questionnaire that I have each and every prepper fill out. No matter if I know what they have to fill it out. It asks, you know, all the basics, your food storage, your water storage, alternative energy, any livestock, solar panel, whatever it may be. And then we get to goals and projects, which is something that we're looking for in season 3. Particularly, we want bigger goals. If they're working on something, they're not quite ready, they're not quite finished with it, we want to show that process being built. More DIY takeaway tips for preppers. You know, I can build this from household objects and turn it into a weapon, something interesting. So that's something that is important, especially for season 3. So after they fill out the casting questionnaire, I'll give them a call. And if they have six months to a year's worth of food is requirement, and then I just go down from there. You know, they have all the weapons, they have the shelter, they have everything that a prepper would need. And I'll give them a call, we'll go through the interview process on the phone. And then next, if I like them, I'll have them send in pictures of their preps. Something new this year is a video. We would like to have videos of all the preppers, you know, so we can see how they are on camera. We want to see them walking around, showing their preps, giving a tour of their everyday lifestyle. So before we come, we want to see what kind of character they would be for the show. And then after that, I'll make some kind of little one sheet is what we call it, and I'll show it to the producers. We'll pick we're actually in the process of picking our first round of preppers to go shoot in April. And it's a 2-day shoot. We're actually maybe going to make it into a 3-day, but that's in the works for season 3. But yeah, it's a 2-day shoot, 12 hour days. And then it comes up into a 15-minute episode. So 15 minutes on the air. So it's great. It's a lot of fun. It's a fun process, and you know, I think it's personally a great opportunity for any prepper.
I talked to Alan many times, and he comes to most of our meetups, and he was there last night. He was featured on the December 4th episode, and he thinks that Doomsday Preppers provides a valuable service because it teaches people that, you know, times can get bad. And although you have a requirement, I believe you have a requirement, where someone has to pick whatever the disaster or situation they're preparing for is, he thinks that it's teaching people to realize that life can change in a heartbeat, like Hurricane Sandy, like all of a sudden, no warning. Life can change very, very quickly. As a matter of fact, in Cyprus, the banks were open one day and they're closed for a couple of days. So, you know, it's a bank holiday. It's not a holiday. It's a banking crisis. So that happened in, you know, 2 weeks ago. We weren't even talking about it. So these kinds of things can happen. We can have earthquakes. We can have tsunamis. We can have superstorms. We can have hurricanes. And yes, our lives can change. So Alan really likes the idea of you getting that information out. And I believe Franco feels exactly the same way. Now, some people think that what you do is for theater. How much of what you do is for theater, and how much, you know, for the entertainment value, if you will, versus what's for actual preparedness instruction?
Right.
How do you view that?
Well, I'm not going to lie. This is definitely television. We want to get eyes on the TV every Tuesday night. It's the highest rated show, and want to continue to bring awareness to the show. However, you know, we want to educate other preppers and give them tips to learn more about preparedness. So we want to kind of even it out, half education, half entertainment. And that's the perfect show because if we just have it all entertainment, preppers are not going to tune in and watch. We definitely want to provide more education, tips, and takeaways, MacGyver, DIY projects. That is our goal, and our goal is also to entertain. So as we are doing this project, we hope to have some kind of entertainment or reality moment throughout the process. So, yeah, it's still a television show, but it's also an educational program.
Brooklyn Bagwell's with us. We're talking about Doomsday Preppers. We're talking about the casting call for Doomsday Preppers, April 6th and April 7th, right here in Lebanon, Missouri, in the Ozark Mountains, at the Get Prepared Expo. If you're interested, you can join us at the Get Prepared Expo. Tickets are on the website, usapreparedness.com. Click on the store tab, and you can get your $15 weekend.
The Freeze-Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze-Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without, with big survival buck savings. Our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in 6 heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part. Buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy 2 cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy 3 cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're talking about casting for Doomsday Preppers, season number 3. Brooklyn Bagwell's with us. She's the casting director, and she's the person that you talk to her if you were interested in being on Doomsday Preppers. Brooklyn, you mentioned MacGyver and Do It Yourself.
Yes.
One of the guys that is a USA Preparers instructor's name is Joel Johnson. And he teaches a seminar called MacGyver 101. Did you get a chance to meet him? He's the guy that was making fires at the Get Prepared Expo. Had a bowl of water, and he was lighting fires inside the bowl of water, making smoke and all that. Did you get a chance to meet him?
I did. He was great. And, you know, this season we're looking more at MacGyver tips and takeaways. So I definitely want to speak with him about season 3.
Yeah, he's a lot of fun. He's going to be at the Get Prepared Expo, and he's a real hoot. Everybody loves Joel Johnson, MacGyver, the real MacGyver. And you know, when you talk about being on Doomsday Preppers, a lot of the potential candidates have a concern about security. How do you address that?
Yeah, definitely, that's a huge concern with many preppers. The only thing I can say is we don't have to say your name. We don't have to say where you're from, your location. We don't have to film anything that gives away your location, like the outside of your house or street signs. You know, we want to help educate others about being prepared, and it is a great opportunity. If you have a company or a business, it'll definitely open up a lot of doors. You know, it's the best advertisement being on the highest rated show on that geo. You know, we can't, you know, definitely we can't guarantee anything, but we have a lot of people that have had businesses on our show that have their own products, and, you know, sales have skyrocketed. So that's also an advantage, and, you know, we don't have to say your name or where you're from if you're worried about objects. So there's definitely some, you know, great advantages to being on the show.
Brooklyn, you had indicated to me that you would like three of the National Preparedness and Survival Expo promoters on Doomsday Prepper. So you sent me an email, and I read the email a couple times on different broadcasts that we do. And can you tell us about that? What are your thoughts there?
Well, yeah, definitely. I think having you know, the three preppers that also hold expos, I mean, they are, you know, the best preppers around, so I hear. I would love to have them on the show. You know, obviously you, we have Nick and Ron. They held expos all around the country in different areas. So I kind of want to see all three of you guys on the show and, you know, share your story and what you're prepping for. Each one of you have different kinds of prepping lifestyles. One's a suburban, one's rural, one, you know, and you're prepping maybe differently. So I want to see that and see how that plays out with the three, you know, top expo preppers. I think it's great. I think it would be a great opportunity, and a lot of people would tune in to check that out.
Well, so, you know, I've talked about this with Mrs. Finelli, and I've talked about it with some of the instructors at USA Prepares, and I've talked about it at the meetup last night. And some people are very concerned about security and my security, and would I be opening myself up to some threats that, you know, additional threats.
Right.
I got plenty as it is, but additional threats. And what has been your experience? Has anyone that you know that you've talked to regretted the exposure, the national television exposure of being on Doomsday Preppers?
We have filmed over 100 preppers for season 1 and 2. I think we just passed the 100 mark.
Mm-hmm.
Am I still good?
Yeah, you're good now. Yeah, you just passed the 100 mark.
Oh, yes, we just passed the 100 mark. And, you know, we still keep in contact with all of the preppers that have been on the show, and none of them have regrets. It's all been positive outcomes. So that's great.
Yeah, I think so. So if... what kinds of things would you... You know that I'm a farmer.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming.
Coming.
Practical advice.
Affordable solutions.
The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits.
Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo.
Prepare to survive now.
Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli.
Get Prepared Expo.
Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Who wants wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why can't
you
have got your
take my when you go to the season? For 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
We're talking with Brooklyn, and she is the casting director of Doomsday Preppers. And Brooklyn invited me and Nick and Ron, three promoters of Preparedness Expo, Survival Expos, to be on Doomsday Preppers. And Brooklyn, so this could be as I see it, the East Coast. Nick is on the East Coast, and Ron is on the West Coast, and I'm in the Midwest. So it could be, you know, the central part of the country versus the East versus the West, and we can have a shootout that way. Or it could be, it looks like it could be rural versus suburban versus a farmer, right? Is that the way you're looking at this?
Yes, I think it's great. You guys all three have different outlooks of prepping, and you do it differently, and I think it would be very interesting to kind of go inside the lives of each one of you and see the different preps you guys have. It'd be so much fun.
Okay, well, let's talk about that. So let's walk through a day of filming. So Brooklyn, when the crew arrives, let's say for example that we agree to do this, and I'm inclined to do it. I haven't fully committed, but I'm inclined. There's some reservations that I have, and we can address those. But let's go through a day of filming. So the crew arrives at the farm. And what would you like to see? I mean, do we go out and hop on the tractor and go look at what it's like raising cows?
Yeah.
Do we look at a place to land an airplane? Do we look at raising? What do we do?
Well, this varies from prepper to prepper. You know, before we come to film, you'll be talking with the film producer and the associate producers of the show, and they will, you know, go over storylines. Like, okay, you have this, you know, you have a plane and a place to fly in a plane. Let's see that. Or you are building this project. We want to finish it. You know, obviously we would love to, you know, show the outline of your preps, your food, your all of your storage. We want to see that first. And then we'll go into more in depth with the story. So we'll arrive at your home and, you know, we'll film your everyday life. You know, what do you do? If that's going on the farm, then yeah, we'll show a little bit of that. And then we'll get into more details with the story that you discussed prior to us coming, which I would not know what that would be because it varies. And then we'll do the interview, which is 2 hours, I think. It's a 2-hour interview. We usually do that on the first day. And the second day, we do it all over. It's 12-hour days. And, yeah, it just varies from prepper to prepper and depends on what kind of story and what kind of area you're living in.
Alan was telling me that when he did the one of the statements, he was coming out of his front door, and that scene was shot 12 times.
Yes, I mean, we want to get it right, so sometimes we do. We want to show your, you know, different areas that you're doing the scene, like, or we'll zoom in on the camera, and little details we want to show. So that may mean doing it 12 times over and over again.
Okay, so in my case, we'd start the morning by preparing for the radio broadcast at 6 o'clock in the morning, and then we go on the air at 8 o'clock, and then we finish at 8 o'clock, and then we prepare for the next broadcast, which is at 9 o'clock, and then we do the 9 o'clock broadcast, and then we do the 10 o'clock broadcast, and then we prepare for the 3 o'clock broadcast. But before we do that, we hop on the tractor, we go load some bales of hay, we go check the cows, check the fence, make sure all the animals are fine, feed the cows, and then come back into the studio, and then get on for the afternoon broadcast. I mean, that's kind of what it's like here.
Yeah, I mean, we would definitely show some of you on the broadcast, you and your everyday, then we would like to get into more of your preps and, you know, more into detail. Like, okay, I'm building this, let's finish it on camera, mm-hmm. You know, and maybe have you going out to the store and getting some more supplies to add to your stockpile. We want to show an adventure.
There is no store.
Yeah.
There is no store. This little town that we live in has a post office. Well, it actually has a farm supply store and a post office.
Hmm.
That is it.
Wow.
That's it. Yeah. And Main Street is like 200 feet long.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. We're in the middle of nowhere. But When you select your candidates, what are the key elements that you're looking for?
Right.
Is it, you mentioned food, and that seems to be pretty high on your list. Well, what about other things? What about skills? What about, you know, the MacGyver component where you take things that he calls invisible inventions, things that are already there, and you make them do things that they were not intended to do?
Mm-hmm. This season, season three, we're looking for bigger, more outrageous steps and characters. We want to definitely show a process-driven project that's complicated and show more of the process. More, you know, skills are very important when it comes to prepping. A background in the military is also something I look for. You know, they have the knowledge. They've seen things firsthand, and that's what I want to show. We want to show, you know, definitely, once again, I want to emphasize that we're looking for large builds, large projects that someone's working on, and we want to show that process. More reality moments, you know, maybe we won't have, we won't plan something and we'll just film for a day just randomly and see what happens. And that's what we want to show. And I'm looking for, you know, obviously underground bunkers or an extreme shelter is something definite that I would love to see on camera. I mean, season two, we've shown a castle. A man and his family were building a castle with an underground bunker. That's perfect. That's something that I would want to see again for season three, and that's something I'm looking for, something different. A submarine, if you have that and you're building that underground, like, I mean, I'm just speaking off the top of my head, but yeah. Something different that we haven't seen before, that's what I'm looking for season three. I want season three to be bigger and better.
Do you find that more and more of your survivalists and preppers are coming from the countryside in rural America as compared with in the city?
Oh, yes, 100%. I always say the best expos I've been to was obviously the one in Missouri and the one in Black Mountain, North Carolina. Those were the expos that I found the best preppers at. And Hickory, North Carolina, I think there is a self-reliance expo there. In very rural areas, that's where we find the best preppers. So, yeah, I mean, living in the city, it's hard to prep. Coming from someone who lives in New York City, it's very difficult to prep, you know. Food prices and the lack of space is difficult. So, definitely people living in a more rural area, that's where you'll find the best preppers.
Okay. If you were looking for, are you looking for specialists or are you looking for generalists? And what I'm saying is, would an engineer that is an electronic engineer be an ideal type of a prepper overall, or would it be someone who knows a little bit about a lot of things that would be the kind of prepper that you'd be zeroing in on?
See, that's a tough question because both, kind of. It just depends on the situation. I mean, if there's a prepper that is specifically, you know, good at engineering and he has that background, then that's what we'll focus on. We'll focus on that one thing that he's great at and we'll build a project around it. Then if, you know, we have a prepper that's good at everything, we'll maybe pick, you know, his best asset and then focus on that. So I'm not sure. I mean, a prepper that has a lot of skills, that's obviously a plus because he knows how to do a lot more things. But then, you know, someone that's just is more specific, that's also a plus because we could, you know, narrow in on that and, you know, just go with it and build something extreme and exciting and show the process of that, you know, with his skill set. So, you know, a little bit of both. That's hard to say.
Brooklyn, when you look at potential candidates to put on the air, do you look at the entire family? So, for example, you know, there may be a single individual, or do you look at how the family works as a unit for survival, their own survival?
Yes, 100% I look at the family. I mean, we have had some lone wolf preppers, which is great, but, you know, families are better. We want to see the interaction between the families and their preps. You know, maybe we have the daughter that doesn't agree with prepping, or maybe they all agree together. We had, for season two, we had the Southwick family, Braxton Southwick and his six kids. They they look great, and that was one of the reasons why we chose them for the show, because of their family connection, and they prepped together. They were so cute, and it ended up being a great show, just showing the whole family as a team working together, and that's definitely something that motivates me to choose that person, because if they have a great family and a great network behind them and their preps, it's, you know, perfect. It's a home run.
Brooklyn, when you look at a family, do you also look at the community that that family has built? For example, four or five neighbors all with adjoining properties, all working together. For example, not every household needs to have a $700 grain mill. But if one had it, and another family had another device, and they could all pool their devices and work as a community, do you also look at that as part of your overall scoring of who would be a candidate for your series?
Yes, definitely. I mean, we, especially for season three, I'm looking for that. I want to, maybe we could feature the one family at the first part of the show, and then the next family, the second part, and then to the final part of the episode, we can show them coming together. And I think we did that a few times for season two, and it ended up being great. So I would love to show that again, a community of preppers, you know, showing we could show different profiles, and then at the end, all coming together and show, like, how it is needed to have a community and a network to work together, because, you know, one person may have something that the other one doesn't. So it all works out.
Yeah. And tonight, Tuesday night on Doomsday Preppers, USAPrepares.com instructor Marjorie Wildcraft. And we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back on the other side of the break. This is USAPrepares.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze-Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without, with big survival buck savings. Our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part. Buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we're talking with Brooklyn Bagwell, casting director, Doomsday Preppers. Now, she's going to be presenting a seminar at the Get Prepared Expo. And actually, she's going to be on stage many times telling us about Doomsday Preppers, how it works, how you can apply. And that's at the Get Prepared Expo, April 6th and 7th in Lebanon, Missouri. And information is on the website. On page one of usapreparers.com, there's a post that that describes Doomsday Preppers and what it's about. And then at the bottom of page one, there's a link to all of your instructors. Now, Brooklyn is one of your instructors. She's on the air with us today. And you'll be able to click on that link, and it'll take you right to Doomsday Preppers. Tonight, two of our instructors are going to be on the air. And Marjorie Wildcraft, Grow Your Own Groceries, will be on Doomsday Preppers. She is an expert at Doomsday Preppers. And Kevin is going to be featured, and no last name for him. And Kevin is bugging out to Costa Rica. He's concerned about the economic collapse, and he's bugging out of the country, moving to Costa Rica. That's tonight. Brooklyn, you want to discuss some of that?
Yes, definitely. I'm very excited about tonight's episode. Kevin Barber with Mainstream Preppers. I think I met him at an expo. And
you did?
Yes, not yours. It was another one. But Marjorie, she is another expert on his episode. And yeah, we showed a family. They're bugging out to Costa Rica. They're getting out of the United States, getting away from the economic collapse and anything that may happen in the future. And they're going to live a more carefree life in the jungle. And it's going to be great. So we just show the process of them learning different things. Marjorie teaches them more about, homesteading and gardening, and we have someone teach them Spanish, and they're just preparing themselves to live in Costa Rica. So yeah, it's going to be great, and we're actually planning to come back for season 3 to Kevin Barber's place and in Costa Rica and see how him and his family have survived their new lifestyle and how it's affecting them, and see how they're feeling with the different different setting. So we're excited.
Mm-hmm. Brooklyn, I have a question from one of our listeners. And the question is, I know the answer to this, but I want to make sure that we ask it so that everybody can hear it. Do people get paid to be on Doomsday Preppers?
Yeah, we do not pay preppers to be on the show, unfortunately, mm-hmm. Since it is reality. We don't have it in our budget, but hopefully season 3 things can change and we can work on that.
Mm-hmm. And, well, I can tell you that we don't pay any of our instructors to be on USAPreparers.com. All of us do it because we want to get the message out and we want to get the education out there. So I have never even considered paying anybody to be on the air. I think it might work to the disadvantage of the class in terms of, so we have never even considered. But I wanted to ask that because we were asked to ask you that. Okay, so tonight, Marjorie Wildcraft, she is a brilliant, brilliant instructor, and she's going to be on the air with me this afternoon, and we're going to talk about her trip to Cuba and what she's concerned about, but she is an excellent, excellent instructor and expert, and I think she does a great service to Doomsday Preppers. I'm so glad that you have her as part of your team. Okay, so so Kevin is going to Costa Rica. That's a pretty serious move, moving the entire family out of the country, and his concern is economic collapse, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure, yeah, that's what his concern was for the show. Now, so yeah, he won't.
Would I have to pick if I decide to do this, actually, if I convince Mrs. Finelli to do this?
Yes.
That's really the issue, because of her security concerns. Now, if we proceed with this, we're out of time. We have to let's do this part two of this, and we'll talk some more about it. But you can meet Brooklyn Bagwell and have dinner with her at the Get Prepared Expo, April 6th and 7th. Brooklyn, thank you so much for being with us. It's always fun being on the air with you, and I look forward to spending some time with you in Missouri, and maybe if you can spend some time on the farm. Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be great. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds,
water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.